Some Rutland students say calls for stricter gun control by survivors of last week's deadly high school shooting have pushed them into action. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, they want high school students across Vermont to join them.
It's February break at Rutland High School, so classes aren't in session. Local police use the opportunity to conduct active shooter drills in the school. The drills have been scheduled for months, but they took on added significance following the recent arrest of an 18-year-old Pulteney man accused of planning an attack on nearby Fairhaven Union High School. Victoria Quint, a senior at Rutland High School, says it's sad how this has become the new normal.
It's devastating every time that we have another one of these school shootings, but at the same time, we have so many of these school shootings. So as devastated as I was, I wasn't, I don't think, as upset as I wanted to be. You know, life should just stop for the whole country at that moment, but it doesn't anymore.
Then Quinn says she saw survivors from the Parkland, Florida high school speak out and demand action.
When I heard that the students from the school in Florida were starting a movement, fighting back, I was really excited that somebody's finally taking a stand and really using the devastation that we did feel to turn around these events that just keep happening.
She and other students are organizing a March for Our Lives protest in downtown Rutland, March 24th, to coincide with a similar national event in Washington, D.C. She says people will have a chance to express their opinions, talk about solutions, and push for action. Fellow Rutland High School senior Abby Hawkins says she's heard several other schools in Vermont may be planning similar events, and she hopes the idea will spread.
We can't just keep holding our heads in like sorrowful anticipation at this point. I mean, we're the generation that's grown up with social media. We know how to use Twitter. We know how to use all of these platforms to organize. And I think with this like huge, overwhelming group of people coming together to make a change, I think at this point, nobody can ignore us.
The students want lawmakers in Vermont and in Washington to create stronger gun regulations, to impose more thorough background checks, and provide better gun education and protections in schools. They say more funding for mental health services may also need to be part of the solution. Abby Hawkins says other countries have experienced similar mass shootings, but points out their lawmakers took action. While she admits hunting and guns are a part of life in Vermont, she says the idea that America's right to bear arms can't be questioned in any way is leaving too many kids dead.
It's our right to be able to live without the fear of gun violence, and I think that's an opinion regardless of what political beliefs you hold. I mean, that should hold true for everyone. If we're old enough to have to bury our friends, then we're old enough to make some change.
If current lawmakers won't make the necessary changes, she and Quint point out they're 18 and plan to vote. And they say their fellow classmates, who may not be 18 yet, will be soon. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.